We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Freeman here. Is there a better place to be on a couch than a Tuesday night watching college basketball when it is crappy outside? Here's a little tip from Uncle Frames. Never bet against Wisconsin when they're a slight underdog. When these Michigan States and the Michigans of the world come in here, highly ranked, don't get suckered into those teams. We should learn that by now for the last 20 years.
Oof.
Yeah, well, don't. No, don't do it. I mean, if you know anything about the history of Wisconsin at home.
Good morning.
Don't do it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, had Wisconsin won, would you have been playing that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would have said, look at Nostradamus.
But that's the. But look at that. A couple of weeks ago, Michigan. 1 or 1.5 point favorite at home. Michigan came in here a top 4 or 5. If Michigan would have won a few weeks ago on a Saturday at Wisconsin, Michigan would have been the number one ranked team in the country. And Wisconsin was struggling, and Wisconsin beat them.
I mean, well, the Badgers walked Michigan bad.
Yeah, well, they didn't. They beat them. They beat them by 10, but Michigan turned the tables this past weekend.
Yeah.
But you go back to the Dick Bennett days. And you could even go back to some of those days in the late 80s with Steve Yoder as the Badger coach. There'd be a top 5 or top 6 team that would come into the old field house or when they moved into the Kohl Center. And Wisconsin would be meandering around, and a team would come in, and Wisconsin would lay it right to them. Wisconsin, this series against Michigan State, going into last night, the home team had won 20 of 23 meetings. That's incredible. You know, Michigan State consistently has been one of the best basketball programs in the country, but Wisconsin's been able to beat them at the Kohl Center, just can't win at East Lansing. But, again, you look at the history of Wisconsin over the years, and I'm talking many years, especially last 20, when if they might be coming off a tough loss or it looks like they're down a little bit, they'll play somebody at home and a top 4 or 5 or 6 team, and they will just put the screws to those teams. But not last night, though. Wisconsin failed down the stretch and ended up losing by 8.
Wisconsin losing last night, 67-59 to Michigan State. Marquette does get a win on the road, 92-73 over DePaul. Chuck and Winkler here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. The thing with the Wisconsin game last night that was interesting to me is, and I don't embellish this, this is... You know what happened? I was talking about how on Saturday I feel like everybody was really in tune to college basketball. You had Wisconsin and Marquette play back-to-back in some big games. It was on national TV. And it was a Saturday, and there's not much else going on. Weather's not so great, so you sit down and you watch 4 hours of college basketball. And then we wondered this week, is the college basketball hoopla hitting us now, or is it going to wait until March like it usually does? But last night, I just felt like a lot of people, you had a similar situation where Wisconsin played first, Marquette played after. Down the stretch of that Wisconsin game, I had, and I'm not even, normally I'll say, yeah, I saw people on Twitter because that's the only interaction I have as a human. No, I had 3 people text me, friends, some who I've talked to recently, some who I haven't talked to in a while, text me about how much they hate watching the Badgers, about how much the Ethan Happ era is garbage, about how much everyone outside of Ethan Happ is garbage, but then also how there's parts of Ethan Happ's game that are garbage. So I felt like a lot of people last night were just, they were watching it, but there's a level of frustration with this team that the Badgers, and we've talked about this, it's been a roller coaster year, and we'll talk to Ben Wergel tomorrow, 7:35, but it just seems like They should.
Oh.
They should be better.
I thought you were saying they should on themselves.
They should have? Did you just say
no, it? I said should.
Okay, do I have to dump something?
No, I said should on themselves. That's what you were going to say. Okay. But you know what I thought? I said something. I'm going to put another vowel in there.
Because Ellerson dropped an MF-er the other day, so we got to
be
careful.
Oh, yeah. Ellie, come on. How long has he been doing this?
Ellie dropped an MF-er.
How long has he been doing this and he's doing that?
Yeah.
That should never happen. Should never happen to anybody on this radio station. At this level, in Milwaukee, you should never, even, that's like taking, okay, if you say the S word, that's bad, okay? But if you drop a two of them like that, that should never happen.
Just an MF-er.
No. I don't want to get away from the Badgers here, but real quick, in regards to what? What got him to say, was he calling somebody that?
I'll play it for you in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Gare.
Gare Bear.
Come on.
So if you want to hear Gary Ellerson swear, although it will be bleeped when
okay.
we play it.
Well, neither one of us just did.
That will be, you are closer than I was.
Well, I was, because I thought you were going in that direction.
I actually did.
No, I said,
I think you
should.
Might have.
No, I said should.
I don't know. We'll find out. Is the government shut down again? Is the FCC even working? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, government's open.
Okay, good. Well, that's not good if we did swear.
Yeah.
So the Badgers lose last night, but I'm getting a lot of texts. People are frustrated with this team. I don't know if we're overestimating them at times or underestimating them at times, but it was not a good performance last night. They went 6 minutes nearly down the stretch without a made shot. And this is a team that could have won that game last night.
Yeah, they could. And I understand people's frustrations. The bar has been set very high with Wisconsin basketball. They went 18 straight years without missing the NCAA tournament. Okay, that's pretty impressive. And they went to two Final Fours in recent years, and including one of those at a national championship game. They lost to Duke in 2015, and I get that. And watching Ethan Happ play, oh, it is frustrating. He missed all six of his free throws last night, had a team-high 20. When his name gets brought up for College Basketball Player of the Year, I cringe, because that, to me, is not a well-rounded player. I mean, you got to be able to make free throws. And Wisconsin players traditionally have always hit their free throws down the stretch. The big guys, Frank, Decker, not a big guy, but, you know, Decker could hit his free throws.
How about Joe Krabenhoff?
Oh, these guys could hit their free throws.
How about Brian Butch?
Well,
the Bear.
Being a Fondy guy, I've never was a Brian Butch guy, but I don't want to get into that. I got into that many other times in the past.
He does radio now.
I know he does. I thought he worked for the Wisconsin Herd.
Yeah, he did some stuff with the Herd.
Yeah.
Prior to coming over to the dark side.
So, yeah, I think he does. But so, the bar's been set very high for Wisconsin Badger basketball. But watching Ethan's game, it is a level of frustration, because sending that guy to the free throw line, he's just, I don't understand how you could play as much basketball play as this guy does, and how fundamentally sound Wisconsin has always been, and they put a priority on making free throws, that this guy would have gone through 4 or 5 years now with the program. 5 years, because he was redshirt. 5 years of the program, Bart, and still, you get free throw performances like last night. I mean, they're not even close. I mean, it is horrendous. Now, Shaq was traditionally a bad free throw shooter back in his, when he played. But Shaq was one of the best big men of all time. So, even he, I have to say, was a better free throw shooter than Happ. For Shaq, it might have been a physical thing. He was just so big and strong and all that the basketball in his hand looked like a ping pong ball. With Happ, what's his excuse?
What should be a good free throw percentage?
80%. At least 75.
Okay.
At least 75. But 80. 80s, low 80s. Because a guy like him is going to get to the free throw line quite often.
Oh, yeah, hack a hap.
Yeah, he's going to get to the free throw line. Because if he was a good free throw shooter, he'd get to the free throw line because he can get the ball, and he's going to get fouled in the post, and he's got to go there and seal games. I mean, close games, you have to shoot your free throws. You're going to have to seal it from the free throw line. That's where it's usually done, sealing games at the free throw line. And when this guy can't do it, and he's your best option, that's a problem. That's where I don't think Wisconsin could go deep in the tournament. It's going to be because they can't make free throws. And there's some guys at Marquette that can't make free throws either. There's some guys who are very good at it, and there's some guys who are god-awful at free throws. And I don't get it at the Division I level how that's ever happened.
Ethan Happ, specifically, it's actually gotten worse. His first season, his freshman season, he was a 64% free throw shooter. Then his next year, it was 50. It did go back up to 55 last season. This year, he's a 45% free throw shooter. I almost said it there. 45% free throw shooter. In conference this year, 35% from the line.
That's god-awful. For a guy people consider one of the best players in college basketball. All right.
Yeah.
When you see the halftime shows and post-game shows, whenever college basketball player of the year gets mentioned, Happ's name will get a mention. He's not going to win it, but his name will get a mention. But with those type of numbers that you just read there, no way. Uh-uh.
So there was a little blip, but basically his free throw percentage has gotten worse each year he's played college basketball, and the conference number where he's shooting just 35% from the line. Like 35% is what you shoot from three.
And there's nothing worse than seeing a guy struggle from the free throw line.
How can you be so bad?
That's the million-dollar question.
No, I'm not judging.
Feel free to. I am.
But, like, I can't do it.
But you're not a college basketball player at Division I level at Marquette.
Yeah. So how can the guy at Wisconsin, Ethan Happ, be considered a college basketball player of the year, be so dominant down low, and not... How can you play and perfect a sport and then be bad at just one major aspect of it?
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I don't
get
it.
That's what I said. I don't...
I'm reiterating your point.
I don't understand it myself. How it's not gotten any better, it's not been any better in 5 years. He was a redshirt freshman on that 2015 team. And you would guess that sometime in your lifetime, of all the basketball that he's played, I mean, and these guys play basketball, and these guys, their game, when they go to college, it's like a job playing college basketball. They own you. And all the free throws, I'm sure he's worked on his free throws. There's no doubt his staff, the staff at Wisconsin has worked with him, and how he has not figured it out in 5 years is incredible to me. To get to shoot 30, you said 37 in Big Ten play?
35.
30. God. Okay, 37 is too much credit. 35% in Big Ten play is grossly unacceptable. And I don't get it. I just don't understand it, man. And it's frustrating. And your boys who messaged you, I get their frustration. I'm at home. My Kels watched the game last night, and I'm getting frustrated. Like, geez. And what horrible execution down the stretch in general for the Badgers last night. But
5 minutes without a point.
But my expectations, though, for the Badgers this year, I didn't set the bar very high. I didn't set the bar very high coming into the season.
No, but then it got elevated, and then it got lowered, and then it's getting elevated again, and now it's getting lowered again.
Yeah, they went six in a row.
They were a four seed on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
On that March Madness
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were a top 16 team in the country.
Yeah.
They were a top four seed.
But then, road game at Michigan, home game against Michigan State, and where are they now?
What I don't understand is how someone who is so good at something can be bad at one aspect of it. It'd be like if I, as a radio guy, because I control the board here, so it'd be like if I, as a radio guy, was good in all aspects of the show, but I just couldn't do one thing right. Like if I couldn't go to commercial right, and I was so bad at it. It'd be like if I was talking, I said, Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM.
Miss something on the fan?
Or if I was like, it's Chuck and Winkler on the fan.
Okay. Well, I've heard it done here on the show.
Chuck and Winkler.
Not in this show.
Chuck and Winkler on the fan.
Yeah.
On the next Bill Michaels show.
Too late. Yeah. And I don't get it. And free throw, there's nobody around you. You're shooting free. It's just you and the rim. And I think free throw shooting, as I said before, it's all mental. Because you can go to I could go to Our Father's Lutheran grade school on 27th Street, where I went to grade school, and sit at the free throw line and shoot free throws all day. But get a crowded gym, and a little pressure on it, then you know things turn out a little differently. Now, I don't know how this guy shoots in practice, but man, they were talking about it. Dockage, who I love. I love Dan Dockage. Dan Dockage, best college basketball analyst out there. And he was making some good points about Hap's form. How does that never, if his form is that bad, how has it not been corrected? And I'm sure they must have tried a few different things with him. But 5 years with the program and how much the Badgers have always put, Bart, fundamentals. They've stressed fundamentals so much in that program. How this guy has never figured out how to shoot a free throw.
414-799-1250, big night in college basketball. We will continue to talk about that with you. It is Chuck and Winkler. We are here, served up by Perkins.
Push the right buttons.
On the Fan.
Now you're killing me.
We are on the Fan. 105.7.
You're doing it on purpose. People like you.
Band was on the ice too.
Were you the band was on the ice too. Yeah, that was scary, man. There was like 15 or 20 of them when I'm talking to them. I'm high fiving. The Badger band was there last week, and these dudes are marching on the ice.
They're marching. And they got spikes on their shoes.
No, they're just regular tennis shoes.
They do it every year, gang.
And then there was
fine. I don't know. But there was how's a game busting their ass out there.
You can't say what you just said.
You better butt me there.
I hope they did. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble.
Did you get me?
I hope so. If that dump button doesn't work, it's going to be a long meeting for you next week.
I think it zeroed everything out.
That's good.
That's from the Wendy's Big Show last week. They were talking about the Badger band on the Admiral's ice. How's an MF-er stay up?
I'm stunned. Okay.
No, you really sound like more than stunned. You sound legit disappointed in Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, because that should never happen. If you drop an F-bomb or, you know, the S-word or whatever, okay, maybe that slipped out. But the double one right there.
There's nothing double. MF is not a double.
Well, but yes, you're putting two syllables together. To let one word slip out, that's one thing. But
so
to let
if he
two
says mother, he should catch himself before he says effer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to let both of those slip out, I'm just surprised. I am. I just am surprised. I'm not that disappointed, Gary. I'm just a little surprised that happened. But you know, I guess it's not our show. It's our station, yeah. But you know that's up to those guys.
Marquette wins last night, 92-73. The Badgers do not. They lose to Michigan State at home, 67-59, including a stretch there at the end, final 5 minutes or 5 minutes towards the end of the game, where they do not score a point. They had chances to win that one last night. They do not. Talking about that. Talking about Ethan Happ and his struggles at the line. Talking about it all with you. 414-799-1250. You can tweet, Facebook, Instagram at 105.7. FM the Fan. Let's get out to Tim, who is in New Berlin. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tim.
I'm great. What are you guys? How are you guys doing today?
We're exhausted as always because it's 6:24 in the morning. But go ahead, man.
Yeah. I have a take on Ethan Happ and his free throw shooting. I think you know he is a top player and everything. It's just what the problem. It is mental. But I think the problem with the game itself is just shooting free throws isn't really cool. Know what I mean? If it was like dunking a basketball, it's just, you know, sometimes we have problems with practicing our free throws or whatever, but it's just not as cool as it used to. It's not a cool thing. And it's just in his head that, you know, if the pressure's on, he's supposed to be the best player, he's carrying the team, there's something that it's mental.
No, well, I mean, if it's not cool, first of all, I don't buy that at all. Because if a guy, most college basketball players can show some semblance of shooting a free throw. It's, you know, the guys who are at the top of the game, and Ethan Happ is one of the best college basketball players out there. Is there a couple of shortcomings in his game? Yeah, he can't hit an outside shot for a big guy. And in today's NBA world, you know, I mean, that's just not going to work. And in the NBA, you can't make a free throw unless you're Shaq. Okay, then you don't have a big shelf life in college basketball. See, I don't think he's going to be an NBA pro at all until he figures out how to, you know, step outside the lane and shoot a free throw. But
yeah, but more than that, the three-point shot, too, all these big guys now can shoot threes.
As I said, step outside the lane and, you know, even extend it out farther, as we've seen the Bucks big man do, okay?
Like and, the Bucks just traded for Mirotić. You see what
yeah.
Brook Lopez can do.
Yeah.
Ethan Happ can't do that.
No. No. That's I don't see him playing in the NBA. He better learn to speak a foreign language because he's going to be playing overseas. Spain, Italy. Yes. He's playing overseas. But if that's the thing where it's not a cool thing to do, well, everybody else is hitting free throws.
Well, one thing that you can, like, when you're an athlete, you have these sports where it's hard, like when I played soccer, it's hard to kind of practice some of that stuff alone, but there's still some stuff that you can, like baseball, it's hard to practice some of these sports alone. In basketball, it's hard to practice, I guess, alone, but you can still shoot, and you can stay at the line and practice a free throw. Like, you don't need friends, you don't need your boys to go out to the court to work on that. So it should be something that everybody's able to do.
Well, being a running back, okay, how do you practice that? Unless you're
you set up cones.
Yeah, you can't.
Nothing cool about that either.
I mean, there's nothing. How can you practice unless you're out there with competition?
Yeah.
Or if you're catching a football, you need someone to throw you the ball, okay?
Right.
But free throw shooting, yeah, you're going to the free throw line practicing, repetition, mental, and all that. But, yeah, I mean, all due respect to Tim and DeBrew, and I mean, to say it's not cool for these players to practice that, I mean, if that's your trade – and you know hitting free throws is part of the deal, you better be practicing your free throws.
Scott's on a cell phone, 799-1250. What's up, Scott?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I saw the first half, and I was listening to the announcers. I didn't rewind, but it sounded like they said at one point that Ethan Happ has not made a field goal outside the paint the entire season.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It happened to him a couple seasons ago, too.
That's insane. I don't know how you can be on the National Player of the Year watch list.
Yeah.
It's insane and impressive with some of the numbers he's put up, I guess.
I mean, he's got terrific footwork. He's a little clumsy at times.
Right.
But I don't see an NBA player there. I mean, who's going to draft him?
No. All right. I just thought I didn't know if I heard that right. But
yeah, no. I mean, college game, you know, he's going to, I mean, size, he can handle the ball a little bit. But, I mean, you got to, in the NBA, you got to be able to step out and hit your free throws. And he's not as, I mean, what he does in the Big Ten and how he gets to the rim, he's not going to be able to do that in the NBA.
Let's get to our dear friend Artie in Cudahy. Artie, good morning.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so kind of a big concept question for both of you. I mean, first of all, Ethan Happ is going to the NBA. I saw once that some of the John Lures made over $20 million in the NBA in his career so far, which is unbelievable. I think Happ will have a better career than Lure in the NBA.
Ooh, you know what? Lure didn't have the shortcomings that Happ has.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But, and Chuck, I think you're going to like to answer this question in particular. Like, I think this is old school. When Decker left early, I think that changed the whole trajectory of Wisconsin basketball, because then the change, that poor season, the drop-off, I think if he comes back, look at what Villanova ended up doing and how that raised that program up. I just think when I look back to Badger basketball history and that moment, I think that really changed. Like, had such a good thing going. I think that changed a lot of things.
Yeah, but that would have been for only one more year that he would have been back. You know, I mean, the guys are going to leave early in college basketball. I mean, the programs that are going to be successful, Bart, the four-year guys, those are guys who aren't quite good enough to be in the NBA. I mean, they're perfect college players. Now, perfect guy who I can label for that is our buddy Travis Diener. Okay, Travis played in the NBA. He was good enough to play in the NBA, but he was not one of those guys who could come out early. He come out after a sophomore or junior year. All right. He did all the right things well in college. Terrific college player. One of the best point guards in Marquette history. But he was not going to play. He was not going to come out after a sophomore or junior year. He was a four-year guy all the way. And, and maybe Marcus Howard's the same guy. Marcus Howard's a junior with Marquette. But could he play that? Could he get away with that game the way he plays it at the NBA level? That's a good question. or is he destined to play overseas?
That Marcus Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Marcus Howard can play in the pros.
Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, there's been guys who have been great shooters that once they got to the NBA, and it hasn't happened for them. I mean, Steve Alford, one of the greatest college basketball shooters of all time. Great player. God, he did nothing in the NBA, and he was out. So we'll see if Howard, if his size is going to eventually, if that's a problem. We don't know. I mean, there's been some small guys who have made it, but that remains to be seen for Marcus Howard, too. But at least Marcus, he could shoot, and he could shoot free throws. I mean, he shoots 90% of the line. He goes to the line, but, if he's going to take it down the lane, is he able to do that in the NBA as he's able to do in college?
We'll put up a poll. We're going to put up some polls on our Twitter account at 105.7 FM, The Fan, regarding who could have the better pro career, Howard or Hap. And then there's some other polls that we'll put up that I'm curious about in terms of how you spent your evening last night, when really the only, unless you watch some of Celtics Sixers, which mm-hmm. is where my attention was, I think all that was really on was college basketball last night. So trying to fact find here from you guys how much you tuned in. We'll have those up, and we'll talk about those coming up here momentarily. It is Chuck and Winkler. It's a Wednesday. So that means it's an Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday. You can send your questions in on that Twitter account at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We will answer anything you have for us. Sports, ladies, you want to know Chuck's favorite hot tubs in the Milwaukee area? You want to know some Valentine's Day tips from Freems? Hit us up.
Got a long list.
Get us up. Hit us up. 105.7 FM, The Fan. On Twitter, use the hashtag AskCW. It's Chuck and Winkler. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Again, Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday. We'll answer any question you have for us at 8:45 this morning. Send us a tweet at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. We've got some questions for you, specifically regarding college basketball, because I was dreading last night.
Why?
I don't like watching college basketball.
See, there's some people who feel the other way. They can't watch the NBA because they feel the college because they feel college basketball is like a sleeping pill. I can go either way. I love both of them. But that was a terrific atmosphere at the Kohl Center. You're watching the game. You're at the edge of your seat. You are. It's just, it's fantastic. It was and then Michigan State pulls away at the end. But, if you watched the Marquette-DePaul game, there's not much excitement in that one. And, of course, going down to DePaul, I mean, the Blue Demons have been dreadful for so many years, although Marquette has stumbled down there. But, Marquette did what they had to do, went out there and beat them by 20.
See, I wonder if it's, and we've talked about this kind of a lot this week, about the stakes of the regular season and if you care about the conference championship in the regular season or not. And obviously, last night, if the Badgers win last night, they build their resume up, and if they don't, they're going to slip a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They were a 4 seed, according to the committee, coming into the weekend, a 5 seed, according to our friend Jerry Palm, after that loss on Saturday. They'll probably be knocked down another rung after the loss again last night, and we'll find out where they shake out come tournament time. But it's kind of like, are there enough stakes on that game to get you invested? Is there enough on the line for you to really be at the edge of your seat for that game? And while I found there not to be, and with the Badgers and Marquette last night, because both of these teams are going to make the NCAA tournament,
mm-hmm.
and so that's ultimately what I care about, I also found myself watching the Sixers take on the Celtics in the NBA on TNT. Now, there's no stakes in that game.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
They're battling for playoff position, sure, but mm-hmm. I'm more invested into the NBA. I'm more intrigued in that matchup. I want to see how the Sixers match up against the Celtics. And I don't have that bone. Some of you may have that for college basketball where you think, I want to see how the Badgers match up against Michigan State. I want to see what this Marquette team will do against a team like DePaul, how Marquette's going to come back, hopefully not on a letdown game. I want to see how they play. And you may have that bone in your body. I don't. My bone in my body is for the NBA, where I want to see how Tobias Harris is fitting in to the Sixers. I want to see if the Celtics are figuring it out. And I really want to see those two teams play each other, because that could be a playoff matchup that we see. So I don't know if that's just like 34 years of rooting for the sports I've rooted for, and I've gotten to that point. But I was much more invested in that NBA game last night than I was in our own two teams, the teams that really I'm getting paid to watch, essentially.
Okay, but here's the deal. I can never, or nobody can ever convince you to like college basketball. If you feel that way, that's fine. You know what? And for people, like, it'd be like you trying to convince me to like soccer. There are people like you and people around who, you know, watch, get up early mornings maybe and watch soccer overseas on their satellite or whatever. That's fine, but don't get me to try to like it. My bone in my body is I'm just never going to like soccer, okay? And that's the same thing with you. I could never, or nobody can ever convince you, oh, man, you don't know what you're missing out in college basketball. If it doesn't appeal to you, it doesn't appeal to you. Just like with women of the opposite, you know, women, the opposite sex. If there might be a girl who is good looking, it might appeal to you, may not appeal to me. It's all personal appeal. That's what it is, man. I can never get you wrestling, okay? Is there anything more dynamic than wrestling? You and I like wrestling, but Horvat, our producer, may think it's garbage, okay? You'll never get him to like it if he doesn't like it. That's just the way it is. That's the bone in our bodies. And, yeah, if you're not taken in by it and you like the NBA more than college, I get it. But I'm never going to convince you to like it to go otherwise. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Bart, God, that atmosphere last night. Yeah, if you rather watch the Celtics and Sixers, that's fine. You know, that's just the way you're built. Wired or whatever.
I can say, hey, why don't you watch the soccer match this weekend? And you can say, hey, I have no interest in watching guys just walk around and fall over and fake injuries. And then you can say, why didn't you watch college basketball last night? And I can say, I don't like watching college kids brick shots for 40 minutes.
Okay. But that's you. And no matter what, and who knows? I mean, that could turn around. Like, people have told me for years, give auto racing a shot. Give auto racing a shot. I'm not into cars. I'm not even in my own car. Okay, so I'm just not an auto guy. And there are guys like Pfeiffer, because Pfeiffer has told me, Sparky has told me forever, hey, man, dude, I was just like you one day, and I hated it, but I got hooked on it, and then before you know it, I was doing a show here on Saturday morning, Sparky's final inspection. Okay, and yeah, but I said, I just can't. I just, sometimes it turns in you, sometimes it won't. But you like college basketball in the NCAA tournament that gets you going, right?
Yeah, I like that, and okay. That's fun.
Which is fine.
There's stakes on the line. But even though there was a big game last night, Duke and Louisville, and Duke has this huge comeback, and it's like, the best game of the year. I had it on the TV, and my grandma called, and so I paused the game, and then I talked to my grandma for 20 minutes, and then I turned off the TV, and then I went to bed, and I thought, oh, wait. Who won that Duke game?
Yeah.
And then I checked my phone this morning to see that Duke won.
Yeah. But I would say, being the atmosphere last night, being at the Michigan State-Wisconsin game, I've been at many of those games at the Kohl Center. I was not there last night, but watching it, man, just through the TV set, I think the excitement is there. I think NBA playoff basketball, some people are like, God, the regular season sucks. Get me to the postseason. Because when you get into the arena of postseason basketball in the NBA, man, it's a different electricity in that place, as we both know. So, yeah, it's different for everybody. And I get sometimes regular season NBA. First half of NBA games don't appeal to me, Bart. They don't. God, the first half of an NBA game, to me, are just dreadful. Others may just love it wire to wire. I'm always like, get me to the third quarter. And we could talk, but the first half of games are just god-awful times to pay attention to.
So we put some polls up on Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan, 105.7 FM The Fan on the Twitter account, to get your opinion on what we've been talking about so far this show. Question number one, who will have a better NBA career, Ethan Happ and Marcus Howard? where do you think the voters have fallen so far?
After seeing Hap, people probably have taken another step downward on Hap last night after that performance. And then Howard went out and shot, you know, filled it up with 36 again last night. So I would say Howard is probably running away.
How about a margin?
70-30?
It's 90-10.
Okay.
Obviously in Howard's favor.
Yeah, I mean, Howard's got some shortcomings in his game, too. His height, obvious, is the captain obvious there. He's got to get a little better handle. But, man, his outside game is just, he's one of the most exciting players. And I get Williamson is outstanding at Duke, but, man, Marcus Howard is a thrill to watch every night.
Matt tweets in, trick question, neither of them will have an NBA career.
I mean, that's true, too. That could be possible.
Question number two that we put a poll up. How many hours of college basketball did you watch last night? 0 to 1, 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3, or 3+? 48% say they watched less than an hour of college basketball last night,
okay,
which is good. We've spent the entire show on it so far.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I watched 3. I didn't put the Marquette game on until the Wisconsin game was over. And, I was following it on the app, but I watched from 6 until 9 o'clock or so.
30% have watched 2 to 3 hours, 18% watched 1 to 2 hours, and then 4% watched, like you, 3+. And then one more poll question at 105.7 FM The Fan, because I'm very curious about this, because Duke was on last night. I paid so little attention to it. Mm-hmm. Zion Williamson, we hear him a lot. He is an incredible talent. You see him on the highlights. But how many times have you sat down to watch him play? How many games have you watched Zion Williamson play from Duke? 55% say none. They have not watched a single game of his. 22% say 1 to 3 games. 12% say 4 to 6 games. And 11% say at least 7 games.
Those are the people who are betting on Duke.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you have this great college basketball talent.
Sure.
And the Knicks, they wanted Tank to get Zion Williamson. That's what I say about him. I never say, oh, Zion Williamson, did you see him last night? He was so good.
Yeah.
So I even frame that conversation to the NBA rather than college basketball where he is playing right now.
I mean, 6'7", what, 270, 280, can get to the rim anytime he wants. Again, some shortcomings in his defensive game. I mean, he's a hell of a talent, too. He may have to drop a little weight in the NBA, but when I see a guy 6'7", I mean, Barkley, when Barkley was in college at Auburn, and people said the same thing. Well, that guy, he's not going to be able to play in the NBA because he's the round mound of rebound, they call them. But he dropped some weight, and he was an incredible NBA player. And, it remains to be seen if Williamson, he's got all the tools, but he may have to just drop a little weight to play in the NBA.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's coming up. This is the day that many of you have been waiting for months. But are you just waiting to wait some more? It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll explain next. Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer today. I just kind of said, college basketball, I don't get into it. Today's kind of another day that I get the excitement for it, but then it's like, okay, now what? We wait and wait and wait for pitchers and catchers to report. You know that phrase I would always hate when the Packers would get bounced from the playoffs and then everyone would say, well, I guess there's 65 days till pitchers and catchers report. And I'm excited that there's some baseball that we can look at and talk about, but the games don't start till next weekend. And even then, they're just exhibition games. And so what are we going to do? Just tell you how cool the new fields look down at Maryvale or what?
Yeah. I mean, you go on Twitter yesterday and you see all the guys down there and you see pictures down there. It just makes me realize, I mean, it makes all of us feel, God, we're such losers. We're living in what are we doing here? Why we're living in the cold climate of Wisconsin. We love it here, but you look down to paradise in Arizona and you see these guys out there in the warm conditions and don't have a jacket on and it's beautiful. And you're thinking, God, man, look at us down here and look at you bozos back in Wisconsin dealing with 10 inches of snow.
That's the other thing that I've noticed. We've said maybe more this year than any other year. And we're guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. The station's certainly guilty of it when we promote that we're having a Brewers guest on, or like when we have Tim Allen on, our post-game show host, in a half hour, we'll tweet out,
hey, we're going to warm you up with some baseball talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't warm. It ain't warm. There's nothing warm about it.
Yeah.
I'm outside shoveling last night. You know, I look at old people, Chuck, like my grandpa before he passed.
Okay.
Very frail man. Very frail. You had to help him get, like, the jar from the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, how can your body deteriorate to that position? How can you not do something? How can you as a human struggle out of getting out of your car? How does that happen? So yesterday, I'm snow blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I think I flooded the engine, so I had to stop. But I still had my sidewalk left to do. And we got like 8-9 inches where I live. So I start to shovel it, and I just didn't have the strength to. I was like weak. I was frail. I couldn't do it. Well, so I had a tough awakening moment last night that my body's starting to deteriorate already.
Well, because, Bart, you've even said it. You sit around a lot, and you don't get out there and work out, and you don't do anything. And that's and if you sit around and if you drink all day or whatever, you know, I mean, eventually that stuff takes its toll on you, sometimes earlier than later. But, you know, I know people who smoke don't like to hear this, but smoking eventually takes its toll on people, too. People who eat poorly. It takes its toll on you in the long run. You know, it does. It does. It certainly does. I'm trying to drop 20 pounds right now. Or another 15, I think. It's just, it helps you in the long run, taking care of yourself. You may not realize that 35, 45, or you know, 52 like I am, but it benefits. I mean, the benefits of me playing sports and working out my whole life, I feel that happening right now. I see other guys my age, and man, they're ready for the wheelchair. And I see guys who I saw pictures of a reunion of a class a few years older than me, and it's like some of these guys are old men. You don't want to be in that position. Take care of yourself now while you can. And, you know, if you're 34 and struggling out there, man, what's going to be like in 10 years? What's going to be like in 20 years?
I think that's what I needed for you. It's just you need
some exercise.
A little pep talk.
Do it now.
Shoveling is my exercise.
Well, but you're not, I mean, you know, you're supposed to do it like exercise like 3 times a week. I try to do it 3, and I know working out sucks. It does. And for people who get all excited about going to the gym, oh, God, more power to you. I hate it. I got to go work out today, and I'm just absolutely dreading it. Absolutely dreading it. But it's a necessary evil. It's a necessary evil. Because if I didn't work out, man, I would be 260, 270 pounds, and I would feel just like crap.
And then you'd never get a Chuck Freeman hot tub video.
No.
You'd be too embarrassed.
No. I'd be home alone by myself every night.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Greek freak, commercial superstar. You may have seen some of the videos yesterday. Captain of the All-Star team. But you look around the league, what can the Bucks learn from these other teams that are bungling the way they're handling their superstars, especially the small market ones? Will the Bucks go down the same road, make the same mistake?
And we're not turning this into Chris Middleton today.
No Chris Middleton.
At least that's not our intention.
Yeah, if you want to call and complain about him, that's your prerogative. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.